Yes.
Good morning, Mr. President. You asked yesterday that I set up papers on Chapman. I've done so. I can sign them and send them over to you.
I think I would keep them, and maybe during the day we can get together, me and you and Buzz, and evaluate this thing again, all three of them, and bring them over. If you don't have anything that would interfere with it, maybe we can do it later during the afternoon, maybe during my nap period or something.
Mr. President, I promised to talk to some people in New York that I had previously promised to talk to before I made any decision. This afternoon, I've got to go up and square myself. If you can spare me.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. You betcha, you betcha.
I'm embarrassed to suggest that to you, but I have really some problems with these people.
That's just all right.
I think that the advice you got from Abe and Clark yesterday, and your own intuition, was absolutely correct. It seems to me this morning we're in reasonably good shape. Got these goddamn Joe Crafts and the rest of them, even Bill White's got some nasty cracks in it, but apart from the columnists, it seems to me we've blanketed the news and it's being pretty well received around the nation from what I can tell. The editorials are good. I've looked at 20 of them this morning, and in no way critical of you and reasonably complimentary of me. So it seems to me things are in reasonably good shape.
What you do is just prepare the papers and...
I'll just hold them.
Yeah, and let your girl have them, and I'll see if Buzz is there, and I want to explore and ask some questions about the three, and I can meet with him, and we'll talk. I don't think I need to send it up until Monday, and we'll do it tomorrow. Next day, I'm going to be in town. I think all week.
Thank you very much, Fred.